Greetings and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this show. Every human being on the planet has habits, right? And most of the time, our habits serve us. Problems can happen for many of us in different kinds of ways. So ask yourself, does this sound like me? You've learned how to look good on the outside, but how you feel on the inside doesn't match up. Then there's whatever's causing the feelings on the inside, well, just won't go away. Then on top of that, you do things to try to stay in control. Habits, behaviors, anything from substances to activities to ways of relating to yourself and others. But they don't work all the time, or they lead to bigger problems. So you end up feeling trapped, no matter what. Well, you say, that's not me anymore. I used to smoke, but took care of that. I used to overeat, but that's not a problem anymore. But you know, it's still not enough. I'm still not happy, and what's up with that? Or you might say, Michael Ann, I am a healthy person. I don't overdo anything. Even my relationship with coffee isn't a problem. But my, here's where you fill in the blank, partner, sister, boyfriend, father, boss, roommate, my whoever does, fill in the blank again, drinks too much, watches porn on the internet, gambles away our savings, yells at the kids, chews her fingernails, whatever. And this does create problems for me. If any of these examples are true for you, then Habits into Health is for you. But also, the show is for you if you've made it to the other side, the recovering side, and you know that it's important to have a healthy fear of slipping back into your old unhealthy habit. So, of course, you want to stay on top of your commitment to growth. And this show is an opportunity to support you in doing that. In short, whether you're still stuck around a problem habit, or someone else's habit is creating problems, or you've chosen new ways to sustain your habit changes, Habits into Health is a show designed for you. In the last episode, I talked with registered pharmacist and wellness coach, Coco O'Donnell. I met Coco last year and learned that she really has turned her own life around regarding her weight. She also has years of professional background with prescription medications, and she's able to help many people whose weight issues have led them to suffer from chronic health issues, where, guess what? People end up on medications. Coco has an amazing story herself, and so I asked her to talk with me some more this week about her approach to coaching clients who have these complex issues. I'll share our second conversation after we take a moment for our usual experiential exercise. A key to changing your problem habits into life-affirming habits is self-awareness, but not in the usual way that we've been taught. In Habits into Health, we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to, because in the wired world, we've been taught that the path to change is through the mind. This belief reflects a misunderstanding about the change process, which requires action and practice over time, not just thinking. So in every episode, we take a few moments to slow down and attune to the body. This is a practice that grows on itself, meaning the more you give to it, the more it gives back to you. And it also helps you focus your mind as well. Let's get started. If you've ever heard the phrase, my eyes were bigger than my stomach, you know the connection between what we see and want and what we can actually handle. So bring your attention to your eyes, not by looking through them, but geographically to the area of your head where your eyes live. And notice how your eyelids blink just naturally, without you making it happen with your thoughts. Now, take a moment and just close and open your eyelids deliberately. Do this slowly. Close and open. Close and open. Continue to do this slowly, and notice as you do this, what else happens in the area around your eyes? Do you feel the muscles as they engage? Now, you may not. This is not a search for something that's supposed to be there, but more an opportunity to get acquainted with parts of yourself that you may not notice in everyday life, but that are a part of your everyday life. So just monitor where you feel what. Perhaps as you open and close your eyes, you notice what happens in the muscles around your eyes. Or maybe something spreads into your temples. You can notice what occurs in your forehead, the bridge of your nose, between your eyebrows, and then down your nose and around on both sides, below your eyes into your cheeks. Just notice. You can deliberately open and close your eyes. You can also notice when you blink. What happens between your nose and your lips? Feel anything that occurs now in your lips themselves, and then bring your attention to the rest of your mouth. As you open and close your eyes, what happens there? You don't have to think about this at all. Just feel any movement. Now squeeze your eyes deliberately and notice what else is activated in your face or anywhere else. Forehead, temples, cheeks, nose, and mouth. Unsqueeze your eyes and notice what changes. What's your experience of yourself when you invest these few moments in attending to this physical reality in you? All you have to do is start with noticing. And as we continue with the show, as best as you can, stay in touch with how you experience yourself, particularly around your eyes. Now, you are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of the show, and today I'm airing a follow-up interview I had with Coco O'Donnell. Coco was a registered pharmacist for 12 years, and then she worked as a pharmaceutical sales representative. Recently, she's been a wellness coach, and she supports people around health issues, especially around weight. Coco also has some personal experience with this. She once weighed 200 pounds, and she learned ways to change that for herself. So with her background, as you can imagine, Coco has become an expert about the connection between weight issues and food-like substances, as well as the long-term consequences of obesity. And that includes living on medications to fix problems, many of which can be resolved with dietary changes. So here is our follow-up interview. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome back, Coco. I'm so excited to talk to you again. Last week, we introduced everybody to a teleclass that you're going to be doing on the 19th of June and to some workshops you're going to be doing here in the San Francisco area. But I also see that you offer folks an opportunity to work more privately with you around their issues. And so could you say a little bit more about this relationship between struggling with weight and how that ties in to medications or whatever it is that someone really needs from you? What is it that you have to offer that can really help them get to the other side of this?
Great, Michael, and thank you so much for asking me to talk about this, because it's a place that's really near and dear to my heart. You know, as a teenager, I weighed 200 pounds and spent most of my life, my adult life, yo-yo dieting, like trying everything that came out, and I would gain and lose and gain and lose, and it was so frustrating to me. So my program is the accumulation of 35 years of experience in the dietary realm, as well as my work in the pharmaceutical industry and being a pharmacist. So I've pulled together the best of everything I found. And the number one predominant thing is when I work with people is we start where they are. You know, I have people tell me what do they eat on an average day? You know, what time do they eat? What time do they wake up and how long do they go between meals? And I really do a careful evaluation of where it is they are now. And then we start making changes. And I've set my program up so that we take one topic at a time and evaluate, well, how are you doing now in this area? And here are the things that you could implement into your diet. And these are some things that you could leave out of your diet. And how would it be to work that in? So we do a week of this on each topic. And then the following week, I do coaching on that. How did it go? And how easy, difficult was it to incorporate that change? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? So that a person really gets the opportunity to figure out how to make that change in a way that's easy for them, that works for them, that doesn't leave them frustrated and feeling like it's too hard. Because it doesn't, I firmly believe that it doesn't need to be difficult to lose weight and keep it off.
That's great. And you talked about that last week as well, about, you know, easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, you know, for people dealing with this issue, it just feels like such a burden that, like, they're never going to get through this.
Yeah.
And I know that having a partner like you to be there and to walk folks through could be really, really useful. How does someone who's interested in this get started? What do they do?
Well, they could contact me, and we would set up an appointment to talk voice to voice to see if what's going on, you know, where they are and where they would like to be, and
mm-hmm.
see if it would be a good fit to work together. And
mm-hmm.
from there, you know, there are different recommendations I could make. At the very least, somebody will come away with, if it's not a good fit, it doesn't feel right to work together, at the very least, they'll leave that conversation with, you know, one or two things that they can incorporate into their daily life that will help them
mm-hmm.
get really back on track with losing weight.
So someone could contact you, would they contact you by email or through your website?
They can do it through my website. There's a Contact Coco button on my website.
Okay.
And that's cleanlivingcoach.com. And at the top right, click the button that says Contact Coco. And that
mm-hmm.
email will come directly to me. And then we'll figure out what's the best way to proceed.
Mm-hmm. And how long is this conversation that you have with folks? It's by phone?
It's by phone. It's about half an hour,
and
mm-hmm. it's all about the person. I ask a lot of questions to find out exactly where they are, what they've tried in the past, just to see what's worked, what hasn't worked, and to see how on the continuum of weight loss where they've been in the past so that they can see ultimately what's possible for them.
And at that time, you would give them some suggestions about things that they can do next.
Yes. Yes, I make
yeah.
some recommendations. You know, one of them may be working with me. It just depends on the person, you know, where they are in their journey, what they want. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very individual thing.
It has to
be right on both sides for me to work with somebody. It has to feel really good. So that's, you know, the other thing we look at is, does it feel like this is a good fit?
And how long typically does a client work with you if they are working in this private way?
Well, it varies. It depends on the person's situation. If someone has had a problem most of their life with struggle with weight, it's typically a 6-month program. And it can
mm-hmm.
go longer depending on what the goal of the person is and how long it takes to get there. And it could be shorter.
So you make an agreement with people on a case-by-case basis then?
Yes, yes.
Because yeah.
I have different programs. That's another one of the reasons why I ask so many questions, to see which would
mm-hmm.
be the most appropriate.
Well, great. I'm so glad that we didn't have time last week to really fill this out, and so I'm glad that you were able to come back so that we could discuss this. I want to review real quickly for folks again that you have a free teleclass coming up on the 19th,
mm-hmm.
and that's called 3 Strategies for Lasting Weight Loss Without Dieting. That's a 1-hour teleclass. And say again where people can go to sign up for that teleclass.
That is on my website, cleanlivingcoach.com/June.
Okay, great. And then, that's for anybody listening in podcast land from wherever you are in the world. The time of that is, you said 5 p.m., I think?
5 p.m. Pacific time.
And then you have 2 live events coming up here in the Bay Area. One is on the 22nd. Say a little bit about that one and then how people can find out more about that if they want to come.
Thanks, Michael Ann. That workshop in person is Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the name is the same as the teleclass, But because it's 2 hours, I'm going to be throwing in a couple of extra strategies. And that's three strategies for losing weight forever without dieting. And there will be two bonus strategies in there as well. And this one, for those of you who were listening last week, this one I will be bringing my body analyzer so people can get checked for their metabolic age and their visceral body fat as well as their bone mass. It's a very helpful thing to learn about yourself. And the in order to enroll for that, you could go to the website loseweightwithoutdieting.eventbrite.com. That's Eventbrite, EventBrite.com.
Great. And that one is here in the San Francisco area for folks who can come in person. And then we also talked last week about the talk that you're going to be doing on the 29th of June in Walnut Creek, California, which is also in the San Francisco area.
Yes.
And that's a summer fun event. So say some more about that for folks who are listening this week.
That summer fun in 2013, that event is on Saturday, June 29th from 9:30 to 4:30. It's in Walnut Creek, California, and there will be four different speakers. Everyone will be speaking on a different topic, and I will be speaking about Your Body on Your Side, A World Without Medication.
And where do people go to find out about the June 29th or to sign up for the June 29th event?
For that is cleanlivingcoach.com/events, events plural.
Great.
And there is a link there that will take you to the sign-up page.
Right. Now, that is not a free event, but it's a fairly reasonable price, isn't it?
I'll tell you that I have a very special opportunity for the first 15 people who register will get it at half off. And so the half-off price for the first 15 people who register is $39, and included in that is a catered lunch, free massage, raffle prizes, and an opportunity to network and be around other women who are interested in the same kinds of things in the Bay Area.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much, Coco, for coming on board and really letting people know about the possibility that losing weight can be something that is supportive and nurturing and easier than they think it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am so passionate about that because I know the struggle. I've been there, and having felt for so long that I was never going to be able to lose weight and get down to where I felt comfortable with my weight and keep it off, I felt it was impossible, and it's really not. It's easier than we've been led to believe.
And I can tell everybody, having met you, that it's definitely possible because you definitely don't weigh 200 pounds.
No, I don't today. I'm considerably lighter. That is true, Michael Ann.
And you've done this for yourself, so that's real credibility right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that I like to tease people with is that they'll be able to eat foods that they always thought were forbidden. And as it turns out, they're actually the things that people really need to eat to stay healthy.
Wow, that's really great. Well, this is a lot of value. Well, thank you very much, Coco. I just really appreciate you for giving us so much information that we were able to make it into two podcasts so that people can hear more about what you're offering.
Oh, Michael Ann, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be able to share some information. And, you know, if one thing helped someone today, it's definitely worth it for me. And I hope many more are helped. And, again, I appreciate your interest and support.
Great, great. Talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, Michael Ann, thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed this interview with weight loss expert Coco O'Donnell. You can find out about the websites we mentioned, where you can participate in her programs, at habitsintohealth.com. In the search box, type in Loving Weight Loss to find this podcast. And you can also find my other podcasts and articles to help you turn your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. If you're ready to take a new approach to a problem, habit, or addiction, ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website as well, and stay tuned for more podcasts and programs. It's time for me to sign off for now. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.